Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine. And we're continuing with the series What Saith the Scriptures? And in this podcast we're looking at 2 Timothy. Although the second epistle to Timothy follows on from the first in our English Bibles, the epistle to Titus would have come in between the two in the order of their writings. The generally held order is 1 Timothy, written from Macedonia in the year AD 67, Titus, written in the same year from Nicopolis, and 2 Timothy, written from Rome the year after, AD 68. This was during Paul's second term of imprisonment there, and the change in circumstances, even from his first imprisonment, is marked. Again, there is an abundance of great texts in the Word of God. Chapter 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And of course, the final word of definition concerning the Scriptures by the Scriptures. Chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Very much to the fore in 2 Timothy as well, are many precious insights into the apostle's heart and mind, especially in the prospect of martyrdom, and also some further indications of the character and calibre of the man Timothy, to whom the two epistles were sent. Paul's estimation of Timothy is expressed in other places as well. Philippians 2 verse 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. One of the outstanding characteristics of Timothy, and one not always appreciated, was his ability to be exhorted by the word of God delivered to him at the hands of the apostle. Timothy stands exhorted with regards to every facet of his spiritual life. As a soldier, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Thou therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Fight the good fight of faith. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. As a scholar in God's school, hold fast the form of sound words. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Continue thou in the things that thou hast learnt. Give attention to reading. As a preacher of God's word, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Do the working of an evangelist. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. In his whole personal lifestyle, take heed unto thyself. Let no man despise thy youth. And thou, O man of God, flee from these things. Lay hold on eternal life. Some professing Christians feel spiritually insulted when they're exhorted out of the word of God. Timothy obviously never felt like that, and Paul felt that he could well receive the exhortations delivered. In the light of that, it is not hard to see why Paul, from that final imprisonment, writes to his fellow labourer in the gospel and says, Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 21. Trust you found this short consideration of 2 Timothy to be of benefit. Thank you for joining me. This is another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Bye.